Well, we finally made it. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I haven't preached in over a year. It's been a while. And now, as we near the last day of the Christmas season, for the super organized who on Christmas night drug their tree out to their curbs, and for those super procrastinators who are still gazing at the lights and probably will be until late February, good for you. Today is the day we celebrate the 12th day of Christmas. 12 drummers drumming. At our house, it's Befana, the Italian tradition. A little old lady sweeping shoes, fruits, and tiny gifts for a tiny baby Jesus. And here at church, it's Epiphany, the Feast of the Three Kings. It's the period at the end of a long sentence of celebrations, and soon, very soon, we'll go back to the quiet stillness of the gray, rainy Louisville winter days and life. And we ask ourselves one question. Have we changed? I'm headed back to teaching theology on Monday, and I found that my favorite part of teaching is the questions, the ones that I ask, the ones that I answer, the ones that make me go deeper. The ones that come from the most unexpected places are the ones that I love. Specifically, the other night at a dinner party, all the other normal discussion was going on. People were wondering together about their Christmas and what was coming up and sharing their knowledge, searching for meaning, striving for consensus, and then the question came up. What is Epiphany, Deacon Chris? And so being the wise deacon, I threw it back in their laps. And I said, no, you tell me what Epiphany is. And there was a lot of discussions and a lot of different perceptions. I can tell you what I've learned, and I can tell you that I've learned Epiphany is not. First of all, let's talk about the Magi. We really don't know how many Magi there were. The Bible never gives us a specific number. There's some pictures in the catacombs under the Vatican where the other popes are buried in mosaics where there's two Magi. And then there's artwork that shows as many as 12. We base our number of three on conjecture, that there were three gifts, and so we believe to be three kings. We don't know actually if they were kings at all. You see, we associate them with kings because astronomy was something that royalty normally did after the second or third centuries. We really don't know their names either. It's something that we've learned from tradition, not so much scripture. Well, then there's the timeline. That's all cattywampus too. Did you know that baby Jesus could have been almost 2 years old when the Magi appeared? But here's why. Mary, after her period of purification and confinement, which would have been about 40 days, presented baby Jesus to Simeon at the temple. And in that offering, Joseph offers two turtle doves, which was a gift of a poor family. Had the Magi already appeared to them, they would have given things like gold, frankincense, and myrrh at the temple. But that's not the gift that's recorded. In scripture that follows this account, Matthew indicates that once Herod realized that he was betrayed by the Magi, that he went out and set up a massacre of all the boys that are 2 years old and younger. We get information tonight from the first reading in Psalms, or from Isaiah, and also from the Psalms that we sung that give us more of our tradition that's built. But we constantly have to ask ourselves, so what is the point of Epiphany? Is it finding out how some outsiders suddenly became insiders? You see, here physically within the church, when people come forward for Eucharist, the path most of the time is pretty defined, straight up from the baptismal font straight to the altar. But sometimes we come from the right side, the left side, from where the choir sits. And there's not necessarily a straight line from beginning to end. And we have to improvise and move along. What path we take, and at Epiphany, I wonder, as I wander about these Magi and what path they were on. I think that they were courageous individuals, that they were seekers on an unclear path, very much like ours. They were courageous to seek gifts. They were courageous to ask for help and clarification about what it was that they were seeking from the Jewish leaders. Picture this. Guys stopped and asked for directions. That's not something that always happens. They're courageous to be attentive and active, courageous not to be indifferent, not to be passive. And what of their gifts? They recognize Jesus' divinity, foretell his history, gold symbolizing kingship, and then there's frankincense, which symbolizes deity. You know, it's like the Old Testament where we ask for our prayers to rise like incense smoke to God. And myrrh, anointing oil, that symbolizes death. So what is Epiphany? It is both an event and it is also a revelation. It is commemorating the coming of the Magi, but also, more importantly, it's a sudden grasp of reality, an illuminating discovery of Jesus the Christ. Peter Chrysologus once said about Epiphany, "Today the Magi gaze in wonder, in deep wonder, at what they see. Heaven on earth, earth in heaven. Man in God, God in man. One whom the whole world, the whole universe could not contain, is now enclosed in a tiny body." That's an epiphany. Some people feel that there may be a conflict between seekers and being faithful, but there's not. I can say that I'm a seeker, just not of Jesus Christ, because I already know Jesus Christ. But I do seek a deeper relationship. I do seek a deeper relationship with the Trinity, with God, with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. I'm always seeking how to serve, how to best use my gifts and my skills to help another person. And we are all called to be seekers, realizing first that we are sought by an almighty seeker himself. Realize Jesus came to us. Jesus came to all of us and hid behind little infant fingers and infant toes. In seeking, we encounter Jesus. Then when we come to church each week, the church helps us refocus and informs us in order to go forth, go out into the world. Do you have an active, personal relationship with Jesus Christ? That's an epiphany. We are called to seek and not be passive, called to be active and seek a deep and personal relationship with Christ. You see, the epiphany of Jesus lies within each one of us. Epiphany is not about kings. It's not about giving gifts or the revelation so much as God among us, but Epiphany is wise people receiving the gift of Jesus, inviting Christ into our hearts. That is our Epiphany, to bring that manifestation of Jesus now out into the world.